have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Shelly Murdoch Hallelujah. Welcome to For His Glory. That was an awesome song we just heard. And I thank God for it. I thank God for another opportunity to be here with you guys. I thank God for my producer, the lovely Kimmy Kim with Elations Radio. And I thank God for another opportunity to be with you to bring forth and to break the bread of life. God saw fit, Kimmy Kim saw fit to move us up 1 hour. And we just believe God is doing great things. We believe that there's a greater even opportunity, more opportunity for others to hear us. And we just pray that the word continuously go forth and do what it do. But as I'm listening to the song that just went off, I have to pose the question to everyone who's listening. Do you believe that God is working it out to your favor? Do you believe that he's working it out to your favor? Before I go any farther, let me go ahead and have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity tonight, and we thank you, Lord God, for each and every person who's joining in, and for those who will be listening, and those who actually may even listen tomorrow or even at a later date. We thank you, Lord God, in advance that the word will go forth, the word will go forth and be planted on good ground, and it will bring forth fruit, and the fruit will remain, and the fruit will be multiplied to help establish your kingdom for your glory in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that everything that's not like Christ be bound on earth and you bind it in heaven. We loose ministering angels that there'll be clarity, there'll be no disturbance. And we thank you, Lord God, that even the prince of the air concerning this portion of the ministry is bound. So we thank you, Lord God, for moving, not by your power, not by your might, but by your spirit as we go forth to bring forth this word that you've laid upon my heart. In Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, we do pray. You, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that there be a blessing added to the word, a blessing also to our producer and those who are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, I have been trying, and other ministers probably know and understand how this sometimes go, how there's a time or a place or a certain subject that God will lay upon your heart, and you'll feel like, you know, you've done that, it's time to move on, and it's time to talk about something else. But it seems as though God will just pull you right back into that same place that you were in. So I'm sort of kind of like in the same place, but yet God is still showing me different things, because there's some things that God is doing concerning the faith of his people in this day and this hour. And it's very much needed, because when we look at the surrounding around us and what's taking place in the world today, there's another place that I believe, and there's others who have tapped into God and the things of God, who also feel that God is moving us into another place, another realm of faith. And it's very much needed because of what we're witnessing and what's coming upon the earth today. So I will try to kind of like pick up where I left off a couple of weeks ago, even though it wasn't on For His Glory. I was in Boiling Springs with Prophetess Monistine Bird in her ministry called Restoration Destination, and we did go on live at Facebook. You may want to, if those of you who follow me on Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook. It's on there, Brian Blasting Game, B-R-Y-A-N, Blasting Game, and It talks about how the word is sure And the word is pure, is sharper than any two-edged sword, the whole nine yards. The problem is that we as saints, a lot of us as Christians, a lot of us as born-again believers, we hear the word, some of us even study the word, and some of us even quote the word. But the thing is that, and I used to hear this, but you don't hear this that much. We don't mix faith with the word. So here we are in this tight setting, or when we're looking at the things that's going on around us. God has just been showing me how he has already provided, and he already has made a way of escape into the things that a lot of us are fearing and a lot of us are concerned about as a body of Christ. However, God kind of like gave me a rude awakening or shaking one day as I was riding down the road, and more like one night as I was riding by the road. And he started showing me nightclubs. He started showing me strip clubs, booty clubs. And they were wall to wall. It was like nowhere to park. And my mind shifted immediately to the church, to the body of Christ. And here we are with all these things that's within us. There are things that God has impacted us with. In the beginning, he said, as many of those who believe on him gave he power to become the sons of God. So immediately when we believed on him, there was some power that was released unto us. The problem is that we don't tap into that power because we really don't use that power. We really don't use the word at full volume. We hear certain things, and the thing just become a cliche. The word tells us, greater is he that is in us than he that is of the world. But yet, when we talk about COVID, we got so many of the saints that are afraid to go to church because evidently they don't believe that greater is he that is in him or in them than is he that is of the world. I got a few things. I wish we had came on a little bit earlier while God was downloading so much stuff in me for the last 45 minutes to an hour. God was just dealing with me about different things, and where I'm kind of like picking up at from last week, or the week before when I was in Barton Springs. God did not give us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. He did not give us a spirit of fear. Number one, he did not give us a spirit of fear. So here I am, I'm going down the road, and I'm looking at different nightclubs, and I'm seeing them full to the brim. Nobody's worried about COVID. No, I mean, listen, I can remember when the pandemic still first hit. I can remember seeing on different places on the scroll of the Facebook where different people were saying, I'd be glad when this is over so we can go back and party. But I don't remember seeing too much about the saints talking about, I want to go back to the house of God. I did not see that. If I'm wrong, somebody please tell me I'm wrong. I saw several different times, several different people that was into the world that was posting that they was ready for this thing to be over so they can go back and party again. And I'm seeing them go back and party. And it doesn't matter how many more cases of COVID they get, nobody's complaining and coming out of the nightclub and saying, well, you know, I was in the nightclub and they caught COVID and, you know. No, they're not going to complain. They're not going to say they caught it. That's why. They want the nightclub open so when they get over this thing, they can go back to the nightclub. And here it is, us as saints, I've been to some churches where they had to sign or you would have to sign off on that, saying that you would not hold the church accountable if you were to come down with COVID, so that way you won't sue the church. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean, a lot of times people picking it up anywhere, but you want to blame the church? You want to sue the church? And that makes me wonder, again, where's your faith? Where is your loyalty to God, the things of God, the love of God, the house of God? The word tells us as far as brothers and sisters, we're not supposed to bring one another to court. Paul said, do you not know that you will someday judge the angels? And here it is. We have got so many weapons that God has given unto us. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says weapons. We have weapons that are not carnal. They're mighty in pulling down strongholds and imaginations that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And what I was telling them the other day was that this is not the first time that something has come along and has exalted itself against the knowledge of God, try to make itself bigger than God. This happened a long time ago when David was just a shepherd boy, when Goliath came along. In his time, Goliath exalted himself to be bigger than God, to the point to where all the other Israelites, they didn't want to move. They were pretty much paralyzed in fear until this one man with faith, this one man with relationship with Yahweh, with God, came along and said, listen, this day I will have your head. It wasn't so much the stone. It wasn't so much the sling. The word that David spoke with faith that caused the giant to fall. It's a matter of how we perceive a thing. I'll say that again. It's a matter on how we perceive a thing. Listen, the scripture says this in Matthew 18:18. It said, whatsoever you bind on earth, God said he will bind it in heaven. Have you noticed you hardly ever hear any saints speaking it out their mouth, saying we bind COVID in the name of Jesus? You hardly ever hear that. Reason why you hardly ever hear that is because they don't believe it. They don't believe that. Listen, most of you who've been following me and kids, I don't keep up with me well. When my father passed away, at the graveside, at the funeral, I said that. I said, in the name of Jesus, we bind COVID. And I lost over half of it right there. Because we don't believe that can be happening. We do not believe that that can happen. But the Bible says, whatsoever we bind, on earth, he will bind it in heaven. There is no exceptions to it. He didn't say whatsoever we bind on earth except for COVID, except for this, or whatever we bind on earth, he will bind in heaven. It's his promise. The thing about it is that most of us don't believe what the word of God is saying, not at the full value, not at its full volume. In Job 22:28, he says that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Jesus taught us how to pray, so pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in health. What is his will in heaven? For there to be health, for there to be wealth, for there to be without disease. We can pray his will on earth as it is in heaven. And we probably say that, but do we really believe that? I was sitting in a Bible study, and in the middle of this Bible study, two things God hit me with. and I'm looking at the condition of the world. Thing that God hit me with was the word when it comes forth, and it says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, we have heard this 1,000 times, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, then will I heal your land. And immediately I start thinking, saints, wicked ways, saints, wicked ways. I said, yeah, we got some saints. Yeah, they still got to mature. They still got to grow. They still lie, still hitting the joint. Some of them still fornicating. Some of them still playing. Some of them still adultery. Murder. You know, even if it's, you know, they're trying to murder somebody's character. And my mind went that way. Until God caught my attention and he said, could it be the wicked way? Could the wicked way be unbelief? And I said, oh, my God. I said, that is pretty major. I said, but God, I need more than that. I mean, why unbelief? Why? And he took me back to the basics. We said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him to have eternal life, everlasting. He said, but to those who do not believe, they're condemned already. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what the word is saying? Unbelief. Unbelief is his biggest pet peeve is unbelief. Turn from our wicked way. That wicked way, more than likely, I just felt really impressed upon my heart that the wicked way concerning the body of Christ is more than likely unbelief. The way God keeps showing me different things is because, it's because we read the word, we study the word, we quote the word, but we don't believe the word at the volume, at its full volume for what it is saying. We don't believe the word for what it is saying. Listen, because he took me here, and this is the second thing that just blew my mind in the middle of a Bible study. In Mark 11:23. And I'm about to catch up to where I'm going. In Mark 11:23, everything wants to, here we go. In Mark 11:23, where is the Jesus? He said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall say, or he shall have whatsoever he saith. I'm going to read that again so it'll sink in for me and for you. He said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast out into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So, the thing about it is that a lot of us are not coming together in faith, and a lot of us are not coming together speaking what we need to be speaking in order for in order for this thing that we're so-called afraid of to be demolished. Listen. He also said that whatsoever we touch and agree upon, if we touch and agree upon any one thing, whatsoever we ask, he said he'll do it. That's what he said. Greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world. So why am I supposed to be afraid of what is out there lurking? I'm getting ready to go even farther than this. Because he calls us to be as joined as of the royal priesthood. He calls us to be in heavenly places. Because we're sitting in heavenly places. He gives us authority. He said, I gave you the keys. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, I loose in heaven. We're not trying, there's certain things we won't bind. Because, we're not even trying to bind because we don't believe it. We won't even let it come out of our mouth. And God is watching, waiting for it to come out of our mouths so he can move. Listen, he's not going to deny himself. He said, I watch over my word and perform it. He said his word will not come back void, but it will accomplish the purpose in which it was sent. Oh, my God. So the only thing that will resonate or come into my mind is that some things we're not functioning in the way we ought to be functioning in them is because of unbelief.
My God.
Or a lack of faith. Let me do it that way. A lack of faith. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The house of God should be and is a place of safety. I have run into the house of God several different times, got my healing. So I'm telling you, this thing about, no, you can't go to church, this, that, and the third, it's a trick of the enemy. He don't want you to get your healing. He don't want you to get your deliverance. He don't want the iron to sharpen iron. It says, forsake not yourselves. The assembly of the brethren coming together. If there be any sick that's among you, if there's any that's afflicted among you, bring them to the elders of the church. Let them pray the prayer of faith. Anoint with oil, and the Lord will raise them up. But people don't even want to go to the house of God. They don't want to go to the elders because they're scared to go catch something on their way to the house of God. God is, he's bringing together his remnant. I remember that when we used to say, hey, man, there's a present. There's a blessing. There's a blessing in the present. There's a blessing in the present. If you were sick, if you didn't feel good, something was gone, we used to say, press your way to the house of God because there's a blessing in the present. Not too long ago, I remember there was something going on with my blood pressure one time. And I could feel it. It was throbbing in my head. And I didn't think, or I felt like I couldn't make it to the house of God. But I went to this church, opened the heaven door. Then it was with Apostle Cora. She had a guest apostle there. And the woman of God called me up, and she began to look at me, and she says, I see you. She said, I see your legs. She said, I see your legs dancing. She said, why do I see your legs dancing? And then she began to speak prophetically. She said, you are a worshiper. She said, when you dance, you disturb demons. She said, y'all turn Hezekiah on. Let this man of God praise God in the dance. And I began to praise God in the dance. And next thing I know, the anointing hit my feet. And it went all up through my body. I began to burp and belching go on. And each burp that went on, My blood pressure started dropping. It just kept dropping. I could feel the release. I could feel the break. And I remember that God had showed me this woman in a dream before it took place. I'm just here to tell you, we can't be afraid, or we can't use the excuse in some cases. Because I see some people, they go in and everywhere else, but when it comes to the house of God, no, oh, my kids, stop it. The house of God is a safe place. He said, my house shall be a house of prayer. As far as I'm concerned, if prayer ain't going to work nowhere else, it's going to work in the house of God. Oh, my God. As far as I'm concerned. But the problem is that in a lot of cases, the problem is in a lot of cases, we want to try to work the word. We want to try to figure the word out instead of work the word. Understand more and more now why the scripture tells us, and I thought it was only in Revelation where it talked about don't add to the word or don't take away from the word. I understand the importance of that, and I now understand also, because I started looking it up, that's not the only place that it's mentioned. It's also mentioned in Deuteronomy as well. And God had gave me a sermon a while back saying stop diluting his word. His word is his word. It accomplishes what that it will accomplish. I want you to follow me in Mark 9 now. Another familiar passage of scripture. We go here and it says, wheresoever he taketh him. Now let me back up. Okay. Mark 9:14, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning him with him. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him, and he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And there it is, 17. And one of the multitude answered and said unto him, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Listen, he called them faithless. He called them faithless. They did try. Because the man said they tried and they could not cast them out. And they brought him to him, and he saw him, and straightway the spirit tearing him, and he fell on the ground. And he asked his father, how long ago have this sense came upon him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes he has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Here's Jesus' answer. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. The man came to him and said this. He said, if thou canst do anything. So that shows some uncertainty. That shows some wavering. That shows a little bit of doubt, because evidently he had a little bit of faith because he brought him in the first place. Evidently he had heard of his fame. He had heard, you know, that he could do some things. He had heard that he had the power. He had the juice. But when he got there, he said, if Jesus, which is a sign of doubt, which is a sign of unbelief, he wasn't sure. He said, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. This is the part I want everybody to catch. Things. He didn't say some things. He didn't say a few things. He didn't say many things. He said all things. That covers the spectrum. That covers the globe. That covers everything. He said all things are possible to him that believeth. And straight away, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. help thy mind unbelief. Is this where we are? Is this where the majority of the body of Christ are? Is this where we need to be saying, God, help thy mind unbelief? I believe, and many of us have had God do some great things, great miracles in our lives. Do we still need to say, God, help thou my unbelief? When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and he came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and arose, and he arose. He said that if thou believest, all things are possible. Let's talk about Peter on the ship with the storm. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. Some people saw that and said it was a ghost. I'm quite sure Peter even probably said it's a ghost. But when Peter tried the spirit and said, Jesus, is that you? If that's you, let me come out there and be with you. In other words, I'm tired of this storm. Let me get out of this storm. Some people are still willing to be in the storm because they face my God. Woo! So anyway, he tried the spirit, by the spirit, before it was written in the book, and found out it was of the Lord. And he stepped out on faith, and he walked the water with Jesus. Now, the Bible says that a tempest wind came, and he saw a little bit of wind, and all of a sudden he began to sink, sunk. He sunk because all of a sudden he started rationalizing. He started using what we call common sense instead of faith. It kind of messes with me because I hear people will say, yes, yes, I believe the word. Yes, yes, the word is real. Yes, the word is true, but we have to use wisdom. Okay, come on. You got to use wisdom. And you point to a mask and put the mask on your face and call that wisdom. I'm not trying to make no enemies. But in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and the word took on flesh, and the word dwelt among us, and the word did his work, and then said, greater is he that is in you than he that is of the word, than he that is of the world. If I had a picture of a Bible and a picture of a match and said, which one is wiser and held them up, which one would you say? God help me. Probably ready to throw rocks and hit me right now. If the word won't stop Corona, I'm afraid the mask won't either. He said, if I decree a thing, it will be established. If I decree that no evil or no plague should come nigh me, nor my dwelling place, it's settled. If I believe that, I have to believe that. I have to speak that. I have to believe that. Listen. Romans 10:17, here we go. It says, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Okay, so faith came by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Somebody spoke faith. Somebody preached faith. You heard faith. And by faith, you received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God, I'm going somewhere with this. Okay, so once you came up and you said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that on the third day you raised him from the dead. I believe that he died for my sins, and I believe that I am no longer a sinner, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to your heart, because you believed it with your heart, and you said it with your mouth. And guess what? When you said it, you had other saints come along to you to encourage you and say it's going to be all right. You now is a child of God. blah, 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 blah. But nobody said you have to use wisdom then. Because they believed the word worked in that moment, in that instant. They said you was a new creature. They encouraged you. They didn't tell you nothing about you. You know, you have to use wisdom either. It was subtle, both in heaven and in earth. But then when it comes to something that we're not familiar with, we'll speak the word and then say, where's my mask and where's this, just in case the word don't work. When we go there, we're not really acting in faith. Oh, my God, I know somebody. Oh, somebody. But we're not. And what we don't realize is that our actions are louder than our words. Here. Let me back that up with some more scripture. Acts chapter 5, Ananias, Sapphira. Remember? Everybody was bringing out their gifts and laying them at the feet of the apostle. Ananias and Sapphira pretended that they were doing the same thing. Listen to me. They didn't come up in there and told them, you know, they attended. There was questions. They acted out a lot. And then when God asked them about it, that's when they lied, but their actions was the lie. Their actions was the lie. And because of their actions, they gave up the ghost. Peter told them, you didn't lie on the man. You lied to the Holy Ghost. You did not lie unto men, but you lied to the Holy Ghost. I didn't know I was going to go on there. But listen, if any man, and I wrote this down, James 1:5, we're looking for different material things and saying this thing right here is wisdom. We use this wisdom right here. But James 1:5 said that any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. The word, everything's going to point right back to the word. Everything, it comes right back from, because it says in the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was God. The word took on flesh. It said everything that was made by him, and without him there was nothing made. Yeah, we got to get to a place where we can really just believe the word. I was looking at, and I've quoted this already, Psalms 91:10, it says, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall it come down that dwelling place. I'm going to wrap this up, y'all. Thank y'all for hanging this long. But Psalms 91:10. This is what it says. I'm going to it because I want to get to the new one. It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague, listen, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now, those who know God knows the things about God, know God. They've already said, this is what this thing, they don't have no answer for this thing. They've already said, this is a plague. So it says this, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling place. So if I decree a thing, it shall be established. So if I decree this thing, which is God's word, it shall be established. It shall not go unto God for it, but let it accomplish the purpose in which it was sent. That's God's word. Okay? it will not come nigh thee, neither the dwelling place. So I'm the type of guy that, you know, sometimes I like to go from what we call cross reference to cross reference, scripture to scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. So I said to myself, Steph, we're gonna go back through Psalm 91 and we go dissect it a little bit, and we go really dissect the 10th through the 11th verse. And when I first looked at 91:10, it said divine. So even in that is a divine protection that God has said to his people. I'm not criticizing the saints that may have gotten or had it or contracted. I'm just trying to bring forth an awareness. I don't know why, you know, you may have gotten it, and I don't know why some may have gotten it and it took them out. I don't know. I don't know. I just know that, and some who may have gotten it and come out of it, I believe that God allowed it and he brought you out of it for a greater testimony. So you can tell somebody else, yes, you can make it. Yes. And then you can even go forth and lay hands on those who may have had it and got it and bring them out. Woo. Because your faith now has grown. If God brought you out of that, your faith has elevated. It has grown. I know a lady that she had it when she came out. Her prayer life. You could sense it in her prayer. Power behind her prayer. Anyway, like I said, I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I'm trying to stir your faith. I'm trying to encourage your faith. I'm trying to get your faith to grow because I know that's what God is doing. Even in the church that I attend, Greater Elevation with Pastor Gina, she prophesied the other week and it fell like the prophecy came down like a bomb, and God was saying he was enhancing the faith of his people, and I knew that was a true word because I knew that's what God was dealing with me about. But let me go back to Psalm 91:10. He said that no evil shall befall thee, and neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling place. Listen, as I started going back through this, and I started looking back at 91, I started going by 91, and I got to 91 in verse 6, and it says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Let me back up. Let's go to 5. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. 6 verse says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. So it just struck me. What is pestilence? What does that mean? 91:6, pestilence, the definition of pestilence is a fatal epidemic, disease, especially bubonic plague. There it is again, a plague. So why is God telling us in the same Psalms twice he's got us covered concerning plague? Two times in the same chapter or the same song, between 6 and 12, about having us covered concerning plagues. Could it be that we don't know, again, all of the benefits that Christ has given unto us since he went to the cross? I'm reminded again. Here we are after Jesus has been crucified in the center of the earth 3 days and three nights, came back with our power in his hand, gave unto us the keys of life, and he gave us power from on high. Speaking in other tongues, the Spirit of God gives the utterance. We got all this power, not on us, like David had. David, the anointing was not in David. The anointing was on David. Till the day of Pentecost, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, wasn't in the believers. It was on the believers. David killed a bear. David killed not only a bat, David killed the lion. David killed the lion. Faith on him, not in him. Elijah stopped it from raining for what? It was a long period of time because of the faith that was, because of the faith. He spoke a thing and heaven closed up because he believed what he said. This thing's real. And it did not change until he spoke otherwise. Not only with Elijah, you got Joshua who was in a battle and commanded that the sun thou stop. The sun stood still. The sun stood still while they fought the battle. I've heard tell even to this day, scientists have dated back and realized that something during that time period happened to where time stopped. It's not so much that it's that he prayed a thing and the sun stopped. No, the sun didn't stop because the sun is the thing that the earth had to stop. It stopped on its axis because of one man. One man's faith. I'm still in that place to believe that all things can be overcome. That all things, yeah. He's got the answer, y'all. The faith. The faith to the word. I'm in a place now to where I'm really beginning to see some of these things when it comes to the word of God. It's like it's just coming, the word just coming alive. The word is just coming alive. Both Ramos and Logos. I'm beginning to see stuff where it looks like it's just coming alive. It's just coming alive. And I just don't want it just for me. I want everybody else to have it. Oh, my God. Just think. If we all believed, what would COVID be? If we all decided we were going to bind it up. No, you can't convince me that it would work because he said if we touch and grip on any one thing whatsoever, we actually said he would do it. Here's another good one. If we could come on one mind and one accord, remember the day of Pentecost, because that's what happened. They was on one mind and one accord, and God moved. I'm going to go a little bit deeper than that. Remember the Tower of Babel? They was on one accord, and they had so much faith that they was going to build that tower to heaven that God himself started and said, let me go down and confuse this thing. Why? Because they were speaking the same thing. They were speaking the same language. They was on one mind, one accord, and they had the same faith. Oh, God, I think I'll leave y'all alone with that one. Somebody said, well, you know, Apostle, do you still wear a mask? Some places ain't gonna let me go in without one. You know, and the scriptures does say, don't offend your brother or whatever, whatnot. So, yeah, but it's not because I don't believe this word don't work. It's too much. I have had to live on this word and by this word so many times to know this word is real. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word won't pass away. I'm going to say that again. Heaven and earth will pass away. Disease, sickness, murder, all that stuff, everything passed away. Corona, it's going to pass away. But his word ain't going to pass away. Let me hurry and wrap this up. If you all have been listening unto the sound of my voice, you have not really received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You're not sure if you have received him as your personal Lord and Savior. And you're under the sound of my voice, and you would like to be saved. You don't want to die and go to a devil's hell. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, that through him I might have eternal life. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. I believe that on the third day he rose with all power in his hands. I believe that he now sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. I renounce Satan as out of my life. He has no more place in my life, and I plead the blood of Jesus against him. Now, Father, I believe that you said that if I confess this with my mouth and I believe it in my heart, I shall be saved. So just say, thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for coming into my life. Thank you for making me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, if you said this prayer, you can reach me, Facebook, Brian Blasingame, or Snapchat, Brian Blasingame, or you can reach me also, Instagram, Brian Blasingame. We'd be glad to pray with you, pray and pray for you. Until we get back again, same time next week, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Whatever you do, do it in decency and in order. But most of all, be sure you do it for his glory. We thank you for coming. We thank you again, Kim and Kim, for having us. And we thank the Lord. Bless you all. Good night. I'd never make it.